God plucked up every wolf so the moon wouldn't go deaf, and holding them all aloft, clapped both hands together. Emboldened by the nightly silence that followed, a giant felt free to come along and pinch the tides through a straw. This buxom ogre tilted his chin to smirk at heaven in cruel solidarity. I will take their water to prove love is not real. Remaining forest critters, seeing their surpluses so expended, shared a hairball about the future. But animals did not invent a word for goodbye. And even though the bearded giant, who was suspiciously the height of a god, had scarfed away the rain in its entirety, they emulated their bully by entering politics, voting on who might save them, and ultimately printed some money, so they could assemble a wolf's skeleton from the remains that often fell from the sky. The wolf, hacking down a net of flies that flew right back through his ribcage, immediately demanded a wife. In response, the animals promised him love if he could return their drinking supplies, but they were dependent on a system of diplomacy and made sure to include a clause for reburial in the wolf's contract. He led them to a castle whose presence hurt the universe, tracking the giant's fallen prey by sniffing the terrible keisters of their ghosts. When the ghost warned him, he flossed with ectoplasm and cussed them a new obituary. If his gums were intact, the wolf may have been able to taste the dew of the giant's water vats through the drawbridge. The animals slunk behind this rickety virgin of a wolf with great timidity as he lifted his bony leg and cleaved the blockade in twain. The giant ran outside, and he had had enough of hares, so they were stomped from existence. The wolf chortled. I never went behind a bush to mate. The giant swayed a congealment of birds, crinkling them through his fingers. The wolf guffawed. I never parted one cloud with a happy thought. The giant put an end to snakes, to burrowing clades, to pets. Oh, the dirt finally gets its say. Soon the wolf and the giant were knee-deep in genocide, standing on the calories of the worst one, so they gambled for refreshment. Whosoever can imbibe the dimensions of the giant's great vats the fastest wins. What he drank drizzled below him and the container and sunk into the earth, where still no plant wanted to grow again because that liquid had passed through a wolf. On the contrary, the giant gorged his bounty, winning at the obliterated expense of his bladder, hexing the possibility of hell as the bottom part of him exploded. Expressing remorse for any surviving sentience, the giant constructed his own casket and shut himself within. But the dirt refused to accept his tremendous bones, nor the bones of the wolf already proffered, as the planet by now was nothing more than a dried and yellowed dune where their bodies stood alone, unloved, forever.